At the Carrboro Town Council meeting, Damon Siles was sworn in as the new mayor of Carrboro by State Senator Valerie Thushey. Siles said the residents of Carrboro want inclusive, equitable, and accessible government.
I promise as mayor, I'm going to do my best to help all of us be effective in achieving the community's goals together and our goals as a council. And I'm grateful to be here with you.
Outgoing Mayor Lydia Lavelle was honored by the council for her four terms as mayor. She compared her time serving in office to hopping on a moving train.
The point is, our service as elected officials is just part of the journey. And in departing the train, we count on others to carry on the attention that we gave to the town, just as we did for those before us. So that is true for me tonight as I step off of this train. Thank you, Carrboro, for a wonderful ride.
Randy Haven O'Donnell and Barbara Thushey were re-elected to their seats on the council. Danny Now claimed the third open seat and will be the only newcomer to the council. Now said joining Carrboro's town council is the honor of his life.
Before I ran for this office, I really thought that I knew Carrboro and that I was a little bit from here. It felt like a pretty big townie. And now I realize I just got here. And the wealth of knowledge and the open invitation to participate and to continue to build that community that I've received from people at this table and people in this room has given my family a depth of community that I did not know was possible for us to have. And I'm tremendously grateful.
Councilmember Jacqueline Gist, who lost her seat during the 2021 election, was honored for her more than three decades of service to the town. Because of COVID-19 concerns, she was not able to attend the meeting in person, but pre-recorded a statement.
I love Carrboro. When I first came here, the very first thing I felt was a sense of place, a sense of home, a sense of community. And so I've spent the past 32 years working to make sure that everybody who came to Carrboro felt that same sense of place and home and community. We've done pretty well, huh?
After he was sworn in, Siles urged residents to keep the momentum from the 2021 municipal elections into the 2022 election cycle.
We had, as Susan hinted at in her comments, record voter turnout in Carrboro this year. Next year, we have vitally important elections at the county, state, and federal levels. We must bring the same enthusiasm to those elections that we brought to this year's elections, if we have any hope of just hanging on in North Carolina.
With Siles claiming the mayoral seat, the Carrboro Town Council is now short one member. Siles' term was scheduled to end in December 2023. Now the council has called for a special election on March 8th, coinciding with the general primary election to fill that seat. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Ava Pukach.